So a very warm welcome to everyone to the week 11 of the Energy Language Basic Course. I'm super excited. We made it so far and you're still joining. And I hope you still have the sense that you registered for the right course. And we'll open the space as most of the time. If you want to share anything, I know that last week was quite intense. That's always the case. This, when we share these teachings of the grid, there is always an intensity in the room, in the space, and also this information and can feel a bit confusing in the beginning and you really want to get it. And I mean, now we have the recording, but usually you don't have a recording. And this is just a case because this tool of this seven shape grid, which you can use for yourself, or today you will be introduced in how to use it for places, spaces, is just a very powerful tool and wants to be used carefully and properly, and yeah, really tuning in when there is the right moment to use it. And just be honest and authentic with that. And when you sense, yes, I want to do it, you do it. So you don't need to be afraid of it. You have everything what you need to use it and to build your private greenhouse, which supports you in your process where you are right now. And this also means, like in life always, not only that we get what we want, but what we need for our going further and expanding and most of all developing as a soul. And what one of my teachers really learned me and what is landing again and again deeper in my system is also something. It has not really to do with energy work, but I find it so powerful that I want to just share it here, is that the evolution of our soul in the soul level is really we consciously choosing an environment on this earth, on this planet, in this world, in this man-made world. This is such a different environment than what we are when we are not in this body, when we are just in an energy level and when we are moving as a soul. So that embodying the level of our soul and of what we are coming from in an environment which is so different, this is really giving our evolution as a soul a push forward. And maybe having this in mind, so it helped me a lot. First of all, I came into peace because I had really periods in my life where I thought, was this such a good idea to incarnate in a human body in this world in this time? Because I was pretty much aware of the other realm from teenage age on and kind of was aware of the differences and the struggle. And I had a period in my life where I was really, oh, better maybe, why not go there? Maybe dying early would be a good choice too. But when I really heard that we chose that, and this is what develops embodying what we are coming from. And this is our contribution to bring that into this world. And I would say the time we are facing right now with this crisis and so much chaos and confusion, and what Ken Wilber puts so beautifully, post-truth, time of post-truth, couldn't be a better environment to embody that, what we are coming from. And just in my experience, the clarity of this frequency codes for me is a beautiful bridge there, and supportive to really bring the innermost also outwards and embody it in an environment which is maybe polarized, maybe difficult, maybe can bring up fear. And I really want to thank you that you chose to also consciously contribute to the collective field with different informations. Because when you deal with these qualities, hi, sweetie. That's a huge contribution. And I want to just send my big thank you out to all of you doing that. Yeah. Hi, Irina.
Hi, hi. So sorry, he should be sleeping, but he's not. So
yes.
Okay, I thought, okay, he's going to join a little bit.
Yes.
But I really wanted to echo your words. And first of all, thank you. I'm so grateful for this course and everything that it brought me and that you taught me directly and indirectly. And what you said, I really felt the same way, especially a few years ago when I realized, you know, I suddenly had this vision of a different dimension, like a fifth plane, I believe, where the life is so much nicer, so much kinder. And I like remember how it felt. And I was like, why the hell did I come here? You know, it was so nicer there. Like, was I forced to? Like, you know, I had the same thoughts. Like, did I feel so responsible that I had to do this? And then suddenly a realization came that actually I did it with a joy. It took a lot of time to get to that point. And that I also think that a lot of souls do want to come now in this time because it's such an exciting time. But even though now sometimes it feels like, why did I do, you know, like something like this. Then I still remember this almost childlike stage where you feel like so powerful and so enthusiastic and there's no obstacle. So you come in, you know, in the experience with such joy. And then a lot of things come up and, you know, and then, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, but nevertheless, I'm super happy. And I exactly feel your way that we are expanding every time as a souls, and it's a great journey, and I'm very grateful. And I always, the moment I'm not, I try to remind myself that, you know, gratitude is the first thing. And one thing that I wanted also to share from what you taught me, which came as, it's not directly connected to greed, but in your exercises, when you said, invite the energy. And then I started to invite different energies. One of these days, I was like, okay, well, let me try to expand this concept of inviting energies. And while I had another son who is quite, you know, a character, I was like, okay, what if I invite an energy of, let's say, a divine mother? And suddenly this energy came to me and I felt so different than normally how I feel. Or then I was like, oh, wow. And it came within seconds. Any energy that I invite, like the way you taught us, it comes in almost in seconds. And then the most fascinating energy for me was the divine child. I don't know if you've tried, but if you invite divine child, it's like, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful energy that reminds you of who you really are. And every time I'm down, I'm like, okay, I need a boost. That's when I invited. But all the other, of course, grids that bear the energies. I mean, for me, it's a huge gift. And I just want to make sure that, you know that I'm very grateful. And yeah, it's a pity we're going to part in one lesson, but I hope we somehow stay in touch. Mm-hmm. So yes, thank you from me and happy Gabriel, who I think also sees the benefits of his mother's upgrade and happiness. Yes.
Thank you so much for your sharing. And yes, of course, that's a lovely reminder and an invitation to expand it into inviting also energies you didn't come across so much in the course. Lovely. Thank you. Right. Okay. Is there anything else want to be shared or a question? And otherwise, we see if they are coming later.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was, first of all, I want to show you something.
That's pretty.
And I was thinking about if these shapes are, you know, if they are massive or if they are spacey, empty inside, or is there a difference in that? As I just have this, I found this thing. I created it many, many years ago in the kindergarten, in the Waldorf kindergarten for my son. So it was this dodecahedron in red, and I can put a little candle in it. So is there a difference, or are they empty? Is it a cone, or is it like a, is this a trichter? I don't know this word in English. Or is it
a funnel? Full? The word, I guess, is funnel.
Mm-hmm. So it's a funnel.
Basically, it's frequency, it's energy, it's
okay.
The images and the shape is more a translation of that. The mm-hmm. thing itself is energy's frequency, is not really touchable, okay. but these shapes represent in their shape these qualities. Hmm. And I mean, that's an interesting question, because you could look at it in different ways. If you would ask a physical human body, what is it?
Okay.
It has also many different levels and dimensions from it. It depends from where you look at it. And I would really take it as an invitation to explore, and when it's different. But what I can say to that is that when you use the frequency of a shape, always combine it with a color. Because then it gets alive, it gets momentum, and it's also in our system, it's the same. When you have just a thought, that's another dimension. When you add to this thought and feeling, then it becomes much more vital and alive in the system, and also more power, more fuel to get really a manifestation. Many things start with a thought, with an idea. And if this idea really touches something in you, touches your heart, touches your soul, that comes, and I sense it just now when we speak it out, I sense how my body fills with another quality of joy, of excitement, of, and then it gets much more momentum. And you could call that it's then filled with another frequency, you know, if you want to put it like that. You could maybe say when it's just mental, it's the surface. And when there comes a feeling with it, color, then it gets filled with something. That could be a way of looking at it. Yeah. Yeah. So Not so easy to answer, Susanne.
Yes, I just was thinking about it. I can sense that there's a different quality, you know, as I can also imagine, you know, sitting in a cube or a pyramid. So then I'm in within this this shape, and it, when I have a kind of a massive sphere, like a ball out of wood or so, it's a different quality than if it's just a ball with air in it. So I know that there are different qualities, and I just wanted to share if you have some experiences with it. Otherwise, I'm just happy to play with it and explore it.
And I would just say, and maybe you can check it for yourself, that already the different qualities of a shape seem to have another density or heaviness than others. Some feel more light, some feel, as you said, the cube already in its structure feels more solid than a funnel cone or something. So they seem to have a different substance, you could say.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Good. Then I would like to share the theory of when you want to put a, we call it stationary seven shape grid. And I did forget to tell you to bring something to write. So do you have something handy? Yeah, all right. And if not, it's also not really a problem because you could re-watch the recording. So there are a few things to take into consideration when you want to set a stationary seven shape grid. One is that you are only allowed to set such a grid in a place which you own, which you have rented, or which is kind of yours in a way. So it could be also if you would work in a big building, in a big office, for example, where you are employed, your workspace would be your space unless you would share it with someone else. So it's not necessary that you have a contract or something written that this is yours. But you don't would put a stationary grid in a house where you just visit, or in a supermarket, or, you know, everywhere where it's not yours, you don't put a stationary grid. And I don't mean you using a seven shape grid which you are initiated in while you are somewhere. Of course, you can use this quality for yourself and work with it yourself when you are somewhere. But putting a stationary grid in the energy field of a place or of a building, there it needs to be in a way your place. Yeah, that's important. One thing.
Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
How about if you would be house sitting somewhere for longer periods of time? Is it considered your space?
Yeah, then it's kind of you like similar like renting, even though you wouldn't pay or there would not be a contract, but there is a you have a conversation about this, you now stay there. But I would then also really already in the setting, if you have the agreement of a certain period already, I would include then the period. I set the script till the maximum till the when you leave the place, kind of. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Can I also add something?
Mm-hmm.
When I work in a kindergarten, is it possible to set Sarah grid or not?
If it is your kindergarten, your private, then yes. If not, not. You could ask the owner of the place. then it would be possible in agreement, but if it's not yours, no.
Okay, but when I ask, it's okay.
You could ask if they like it, but kind of really describe it properly and explain it.
It's a natural kindergarten outside, so I have to ask the owner of the wood, of the forest.
That's an interesting question. So first of all, I would check, does such a place really need the support of a grid? Because most of the time, nature is quite operating well.
The children there are arguing very much. It's much aggression there.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try it with harmony and balance or something like that. Only to try if it works.
I mean, you could just bring this quality, just, you know, you yourself embody that quality and bring it with you while you are there.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it in the place itself. And if you also sense that something kind of weird, dense, old energy is there, maybe it would make more sense to kind of clear the space. You know, okay. Doing such cleansing work on the property seems to, when I tune in, would be more appropriate than setting a field there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
And the other prerequisite for such a stationary grid is that you first have a personal grid in your system. So you don't set a grid in your house or room or place before you have an individual grid in your aura, so to speak.
Can I just ask here, by that you mean the grid that we established last week, so one that is really unique to our own person, not the ones that you've been sharing? Yes. And initiating in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And also for the place, it's the main purpose of setting a grid on a place or a building is really to support the place and the building in its own beingness. It's not about putting an energy there which you like or such a thing. It's more a caretaking of the place itself, not something what you would like to have there. It's really an unpersonal kind of service you would do for the place. And of course, you would also benefit from the place when you set something, but it's not about you in the first place. That's really important. And
Julia, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason behind that we're only allowed to set grids in places that we own?
It's just a matter of kind of not, let's see how I can explain it, not to control, interfere in areas which are not really yours in a way. So it's really also this humbleness, you know. I mean, I've learned a cool thing and now I go there and I put it, you know. It's really this, no, you don't. You don't do this everywhere where you want. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And you can always, for example, when you feel really, let's say, confident with the work, maybe you feel it already, or maybe it takes a while working with it. You could also set such a grid in the field of another person or a building of another person when they ask you to do that. But then they come to you because they know you can do that, and then you do it, but with their permission. And kind of they then need to be with the energies there, you know? But it's they then trust you and they believe in you, and that's a different thing than you just doing it because you think, I do them some service and I do them some good. Yeah. And what is also important, when you set a stationary grid, there's a bit of difference with the personal grid. In a stationary grid, you always choose the shape starting with the first chakra. So you start with the ground because you have to deal with matter. It's physical. So you choose for the root chakra, the second chakra, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra. And the best way to do that, and I would recommend, if you want to do that, that you start in setting a grid for the whole place you own or you have rented. So for your house, your apartment, for the whole building. I would start with that. And for that, you would need to find out the center of this place. Where is the center of the apartment, of the flat, of the house? And you would physically go and stand in the center of this place. And you know, it's not that it's kind of geometrically in the center, 5 meters there, 5 meters there. It can be also a bit not really in the physical center. Do you get what I mean? But the energetic center of the place. Yeah. There you need to be kind of sensitive. Where is it for me? And there you would stand physically, and then similar like with the personal grid, you would bring yourself with the subtle body meditation, going in the sacred space of the heart, or as I also shared in the email, you don't need to absolutely stick to this methods. If you have another method, you can also use this method to bring yourself in alignment, to be relaxed, to kind of not be too much in your conditioned tiny self, but really be open and connected and really can receive the information. And then you would also have prepared an empty sheet of paper, similar like with the personal grid, but you would put the name of the place, could be the city, the street, the house number. So that kind of, it has really its unique address. 7 shape grid, comma, and the date when you set it. And the procedure is also from the timing is the same. You also would set it 3 days in a row. And also it's the same thing in lasting. At least leave it for a moon cycle. And of course, when you kind of think of it, connect with it, it keeps more vital. If you don't do anything at all with it, it gets weaker and weaker over time and is kind of, let's say, expired after a year or a year and a half. And when you then actually set the grid, you always start with the seventh chakra and go to this from the 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that red is always outside. When you think of this picture with the Russian dolls, because we deal with matter, we want to have matter meeting matter in the material world. So you choose it from starting with the first chakra, and when you set it, you start with the seventh chakra in the other direction. Is that clear? Yeah. And setting the grid again is, it helps really when you then have a drawing of the grid, that you put the number one next to the shape in the seventh chakra, number two in the sixth, so that you really, you can go into like a trance-like state and then you see it, so that you really keep the order. And I like to really speak it out loud when I said it and kind of really emanate this shape, put it there in the field. And you notice when it's done. It doesn't need to be extensively long, but also not, you know, 7, 6, 5, 4, that would be too fast for me, but really kind of feel every quality and then go to the next, to the next, to the next. And to anchor it, it's again, it's the same also in the individual shape. You put like pins on top and on the bottom, like a pinning energy, where you pin it in the invisible field in the center of the building. And when you take such a grid off, and this is the same if you do it in the individual field or in a building, you really take your intention and take it off the energy field. And for me, it's like a, when I take it off, it's like a letting go energy in my system. First, I connect with the grid in this field, and then it's like a breathing out, a letting go, a relaxing. And with this intention, now I delete this grid out of the field. You could also add a movement with your hand if this supports you, but this intention and this movement of letting go, this is important. Yeah, and again, I want to really highlight that when you choose such a grid, you really, as good as you can, make yourself neutral, no personal agenda involved, but you tune into the quality of the space and what supports this space. This is your intention when you choose the shapes. And also there, you have the shape in this order of the chakra colors. we always keep this color frequencies.
Puria, I have a question there. Is there ability to get it wrong?
Yeah, you could do it wrong in the sense that you kind of choose in the wrong order, set it wrong, not make it properly, and then it's just not operating.
I meant it more in an energetic way, having a negative influence. Like if I chose certain shapes, is it possible to get that part wrong so that the energy that I've chosen is not positive or not conducive to the situation or the place?
Could be, yes. So it's really the question, how much? Not really. It's really checking in with yourself, with your integrity and honesty. Do I have a personal agenda there? Really? Or can I really make myself neutral and be totally in service to this place? And this, no one can really answer for you. This is kind of a really honest inner checking. And that's part of moving with it in a responsible and mature way, of course, as good as you can, you know? We are not perfect, but you could see if you sense that you can kind of be that neutral in a way, yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any shapes that we shouldn't use on a grid, like when we had the personal ones that were in the first chakra? Is it the same, or are there other ones?
It's the same. So you don't use in the first and the seventh chakras this movement, not the beak cone and not the megaphone cone, not in the first and not in the seventh chakra. Because you want the energy really come into the system and the energy from the earth coming up. Mm. And such a movement would kind of interrupt that connection. Yeah.
And are there any shapes that are like with the personal, the cylinder is something to be careful about because it's quite intense. Is there anything like that for a place, also considering that places are normally like more stationary, I would say? Like,
yeah, but kind of the quality and the principle is the same also in a place. So a cylinder would also be quite a heavy cleansing flowing energy also there. Yeah. And then there is another speciality with the stationary grids, because, I mean, I know it's a lot in the beginning and maybe it's just relevant for you later, but I want to give you the complete information. So the recommendation is always to start with the whole building. And then it could be that you want to have another grid in a certain room. That would be possible, that you have a grid for the whole building. And then you want to, for example, what kind of often is used for a room grid is the working space, for example, if you have an office space or a creative space. And it's also recommended that if you want to have a grid in your working space, first do one for the whole flat, for the whole room. If you just have one room, you make the grid for the room and then for your desk, maybe, for example. And there is a speciality. So you choosing is the same. You also just go in the center of your room. The choosing also, again, starting with the first chakra and upwards, and the setting in the other direction, that is the same. The speciality, when you choose this stationary grid for a room, is that you are also aware of the grid for the flat or for the building, and that your intention is that they are linked together. They don't work totally separately. It's kind of a bit like they are becoming a team, because the room is part of the whole thing. And so in choosing, it's good to kind of connect with the house grid and then choose the grid for the room. And how this link looks like in a very practical way is that in one of the chakras, you have the same shape in the house like in the room. And it doesn't matter in which one. You also kind of tune in and choose. For example, could be you have an orange sphere in the house grid, and you have also an orange sphere in the second chakra in the room grid, for example. And the others could be same or different. Yeah, but at least in one chakra is one shape the same. Could be in more chakras the same, if that's the case, but it should be at least in one the same, as a link, that they kind of link into each other. And that's a very intuitive thing. Where is the link? Where is the same quality? But that's important. Then they work together. And you could take it further. I never did it, but that's an option. You could then also have, for example, you have a grid for a house. Then you have the grid in your, maybe your sleeping room, and then you have a grid on your bed. If you want to kind of go so detailed into that, but I just want to name it, you know? And there is the same thing, that there needs to be at least in one chakra of the room grid and the bed grid, same shape, at least in one chakra, so that they also link together.
I have a question to that. Does it need to be that the house, the room, and the bed have the same shape in the same chakra, all three linked, or can it be the house and the room linked in one, and then the room and the bed linked in one?
Yeah.
So that bed is linked directly to the room,
but always not to the next bigger space, so to speak. Yeah. So they are not linked in the same chakra. They are linked in different chakras.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So it's built in, so that they're anyways connected.
Kind of, they are like somehow linked together. Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, is it possible, like, this is like one inside another one, so three levels? If somebody would have such a big house or such wanting to set so much detail, could you also have like four inside each other? Or is
yeah,
like
you could have, for example, also maybe it's a three-store house. You have one for the whole building, you have one in each floor, and then in the floor a room, and then in the room a space. I mean, I never did that, I need to admit.
And then on the pillow, another grid in the bed, just for the pillow.
Yeah. So if you are so fancy about that, and I never did it, I just had, I only worked with house and room. I also never did in the room than a detailed place, but I mean you maybe you want to do it different, and I want to give you all the information that you have it and you can work with it. Yeah,
I've got another question. Mm-hmm. There, how about the personal grid matching a chakra with the stationary grid? Does that, there is no need for that?
No need. Okay. Because the personal grid you choose for Maitri and the house grid you choose for the house. That Maitri lives in this house is kind of another story. This is kind of also what I tried to express in this becoming neutral, because you do the grid for the house and not for yourself, even though you use it. Yeah, so there is no link. A bit of theory, huh? All right.
So I have a question. When I have, for example, a workspace, a workplace, a room in a building, but I'm only there on one day. So, and there are other people on other days during the week working in that same room. I can't do something there, right?
I would only do this in agreement with the others using the space.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you could do it. And otherwise, I would just recommend you bringing a certain, your own grid, mm-hmm. and maybe temporary certain qualities there. A stationary grid operating there all the time, I would only do in the agreement with all the others using it.
Okay, yeah, clear. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I want to set a stationary grid around my car, which in my case is also soon going to be my home.
Mm-hmm.
So does it have any influence that it moves and it's not like a... No.
No. It's the same. Same. Yeah.
And then there I could also set like a grid around the entire car, and then I could set a grid around the motor, for example, and one around the bed. Make sure everything will work.
Yeah, you good? Yeah, right. Okay.
Is this possible when I put a grid on my car that it works better? Because my car is very old and there's always something to repair. Is this possible and a funny thing to try it?
Do you mean a stationary grid or a special quality?
I think more a special quality with healing or something like that.
Yeah, this you could try with healing. Mm-hmm. What I also often did, what I used a lot, is in the advanced energy language course, we have, for example, a shape and a quality which, which extends the resource. For example, I had it that I was driving and my gasoline was getting empty and there would be no gasoline station so near. And then I used this shape so it can stretch the resource so that you have enough gasoline to the next gasoline station, for example. Or another quality which can also adjust time. For example, when you are on the way catching a train and then you are in a traffic jam and you are so many kilometers away from this destination, and rationally you can't make it, because if you see the distance and the traffic jam and the time, and there's no way to catch this train, you know, logically. But in such cases, I use this quality, and most of the time it works. So it can be that then the train is anyways later and you catch it, or that somehow you don't know how, because you were in a traffic jam, it was 40 kilometers, you would need half an hour, but you were there in 15 minutes and it worked all out. So there are very practical applications for certain qualities. Or I remember, and this gives you a bit of an idea how you could continue. I remember also once a friend of mine, she did volunteer work in Nepal, in the high mountains. And she was there for many weeks. She's a physiotherapist. And she had just a situation that she was sleeping in quite a cold building and they don't had really warm blankets and no heating. And she was freezing a lot, and her life energy would drop down every day more and more because she couldn't really rest very well in the night. And then she wrote me an email and contacted me and asked me, because she did the energy language course, the basics, and she asked me, is there a quality which could help me? And we tried it because she wasn't initiated in this quality, but she had the basics like you have now. And I kind of gave her in distance without a course the energy of these qualities. And there is a quality which we call it feeling well quality, that the quality of the shape is that you feel well no matter how the circumstances. You can tune into the sensation, I'm well, I'm fine, it's good. I gave her this quality. And there is another one, it's called linen. This is the color frequency, and this kind of, as you have it with linen, it can adjust in the temperature. It can make you feel warm when it's cold, and it can give you a feeling it's fresh when it's too warm. You know that it can kind of adjust the temperature. And we worked with these both qualities, adjusting the temperature feeling and feeling well. And she said after 2 days she could handle that much better than before. Didn't get sick, could rest, didn't feel as cold as it was. And yeah. Yeah. And yeah, and I just want to kind of again summarize this a little bit so that you think also maybe after this course, if you would like to continue. So one way would be continuing with where you would be initiated in 10 seven shape grids, where each grid represents one body system. And with being initiated in these grids, it helps your unique physical system to operate optimal. And for example, it's the skeleton system, the muscle system, the digestive system, the endocrine system, the nervous system, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, the lymphatic system, and the urinary system. So the main major big systems in the body, they then working optimally for you. This is one class to continue. Another one is so that would work very much on the physical plane, for example. And then another classes where you would be initiated in 10 seven shape grids, which operate a lot in the emotional system. And there you can kind of support the system to come into an harmony and optimal function in your system regarding your genetics, which you are bringing, regarding your environment, regarding the social system you are in, regarding your individuality you bring into this life, the attitude you have in life, the reactivity in situations, manifesting, creating, teamwork, and one grid works with kind of your ability to use the volume of your sensitivity. When is more sensitivity better than less sensitivity, where you can regulate your sensitivity kind of, and those work a lot in your emotional system. And when you would have this vocabulary, with this vocabulary of the physical grids and the emotional grids, you would then be able to set not only the 7 shape grids, but 49 shape grids. So kind of like, it's really very similar, like when you learn a language, first you learn the letters, simple words, then bigger words, sentences, whole stories. It's really very similar. So this is then a different course, how to set a 49 shape grid. And there could be this question, why would I need to set a 49 shape grid? What is its use? And there the use is very much kind of to, it works on the linear timeline level, and it connects the past with the present and the future, and kind of can first of all help heal you. I just make like that because the past is behind and there's the present and the future is there. Heal experiences in the past through the present and bring it into the future, where you can kind of bring your potential into the future, integrating the past and through the presence and manifesting your expression as a unique being in the future. And this grid can support that. And two other courses would be one being initiated, and this comes kind of with a bunch in another, I guess it's because all together it's 80 shapes, but some we have already, so something like 74 or 5 more shapes, which represent other qualities. And another one is all together 144 colors, and some of them you have already. So these are different sets, and all of them could be kind of be a next step, because you could be initiated in all of that when you have this basics. Yeah. And my intention is that I offer in spring again another basic course, and I'm just kind of seeing networks, organizations, people, so I could reach more people who would be interested. And if I would kind of have given another basic course, maybe some people, because not all people like to continue, some they just, for them the basic is enough, or for some it's maybe they want to continue later in half a year or a year. So this is really very individual. Some continue never because this is already what they want. And but if more people are initiated in that, then the chance that there come of you together to continue is just bigger. And what I also always do is that if you would like to repeat a course, and this is not only for the basic course, but always, if you want to repeat it, it's always just a half price. So that is also an option for some people. All right, so there was a lot of theory today, a lot of talking. And I would like to give you another seven shape grid quality today. And I just see. All right. Unless there are any questions, Livia?
Yeah. So the way how I choose the stationary grid is the same way how we did the personal. So I go into the sacred space of the heart. I go into the through the subtle body meditation and then kind of like ask or invite that grid to show itself, to come up. And then from that point on, I can draw it. I mean, I don't know, the last time I had my eyes closed and I was just like writing it down to be able to receive it and put it down and not forget it. And then it's also possible to like share that and ask for, I don't know, your opinion about the grid, because yes, as Maitri had, like, there's this like putting a grid there, will it be positive? Will it be supporting? So yeah, I would like to have
again. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Cool.
Great. Okay. Then I want to invite you to make yourself comfortable. And in your own way, use the next 2 to 3 minutes to relax your different bodies, to connect with them in your unique way. And make sure that you have connected with all your subtle bodies. Relaxed in them, opened and softened. And with your next breath, bring your awareness into your mental body. And connect with the indigo frequency. Which is mainly operating in the third eye. Which is also the center from where we emanate the qualities. And with your next breath, imagine us all together standing in a sacred place, in a circle, also including Cindy and Arjun. Just notice for a moment the purity and the impeccability of this sacred space. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel in the center of our circle. A red funnel cone coming from the front and entering your root chakra. And expand and stretch your whole system to be able to receive this unique quality. Vitality integrating in your root chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel how an orange funnel cone is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Creativity, teamwork, sensuality integrating in your second chakra. And with your next breath, perceive how a yellow funnel cone is coming from the front and entering your solar plexus chakra. Allow your mental body to totally perceive this unique quality. Clarity integrating in your solar plexus. Just be aware and notice, how does this feel? Vibrate, register in your solar plexus without judging it. Can it easily land there? Is it difficult? Does it irritate? Does it feel smooth? Just allow your system to uniquely perceive what is moving there. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a green sphere is coming from the front and entering your heart chakra. Free flow and movement of healing quality in your heart center. Let it freely expand and allow your mental body to vibrate freely in this quality of a green sphere. And with your next breath, perceive how a blue cylinder is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. Strong flow and cleansing in your throat chakra. Become aware how your system registers this unique quality. a blue cylinder in your fifth chakra. With your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a purple cylinder is coming from the front and entering your third eye. A powerful flow movement from up to down in the center of your head, in your third chakra. Just notice how this energy feels. And allow it And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a white cylinder is coming from the front and entering your crown chakra. A powerful flow of unity, divine energy in your seventh chakra. Allow your mental body to fully vibrate in this unique quality of a white cylinder. In your seventh chakra. And for a moment, expand your awareness and include all seven chakras. So that you are connected and present with the entire seven shape grid, which is representing the quality of guidance. This is the frequency code of guidance. Three funnel cones in your base, the sphere in your heart and three cylinders in the top. Open your system so that this unique frequency can penetrate deeply into your system. And with your next breath, let go of all the shapes and see how they leave your body towards the back. And just disappear behind you. And then for a moment, allow your system to vibrate freely. And in your own time, come back to your physical body. If you like, you can move your legs, your arms, your hands. Stretch your body a little bit if you like, or move, walk a few steps, whatever you need, or drink something. This is the grid of guidance. And we have a few more minutes left. So if someone wants to share your experience or you have a question, we can just.
I have a question. These grids with the cylinders, how long can we leave them in our, how long can they stay in our system? Because you said they are strong with cylinders.
Yeah.
And so
I use them mainly really like if you would meditate. I just invite them for a certain time. I make space, meditate with them, sit with them. It's not necessarily that you need to be quiet or just sit still. You could also be active or do something, or when you are creating, preparing your food or being creative, doing something. So, but for a certain period of time or for a healing session or in a conversation or a certain temporarily kind of distinguished time. Yeah.
Thank you. And I have another question referring to Friday. You will have another session and there are three grids and the flow I'm really interested in, but I don't have as much time. So will we have the flow?
Flow is basically the sphere. The flow movement, is movement and flow is the sphere.
Okay. So it's not necessary to join?
No, it's the same you have here. So I will share. I give a workshop on Friday at 8 o'clock German time. So if you know someone who could be interested, if you receive my newsletter, the link is in it. If you don't have it, you can ask me and I send it. There's organized from Feast for the Soul, where I give a 2-hour workshop to give people a taste. And there I share the sphere, which is flow and movement, balance, that's the pyramid, and unconditional love, that's the 7th shape. So it's nothing you don't know, Heidi.
Okay.
You don't miss anything, but it's a chance for people to get a taste.
Yeah, no, it was really interesting, and I thought there's perhaps a seven grid shape for flow, and flow is always very good. So
yes,
I was,
yes.
But it's a fear. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I also have a question, just regarding the work. In like general, with all the grids, all the shapes, the colors, is there, I mean, we always do like the subtle body meditation, but is there any idea from the lineage about like protection when you do that kind of work, or like, I don't know, I guess like where I'm coming from is like in most things that I've encountered so far, there is always like some sort of container you create to have like a secure base where you can work, and of course it's good if you have like time, if there's nobody interfering, if you're able to like cleanse or have like a clean space. Mm-hmm. Is there anything?
It's basically what I invite when we, you remember when I invite us in this circle, in this sacred space and impeccability. Kind of, yeah. This is this movement where you really take care of the space, that it's really pure and clean and impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe that relates the most to what you ask.
Yeah, because when we do that, I'm always like in the sacred space, like how it looks for me, and we're like in a circle. But is there like, just out of curiosity, is there like a chance, for example, that if you're not in like a good space, that like something, I would say like a negative or maybe lower frequency aspect from, for example, your surrounding, if you're in a place that's not like your home where you're really comfortable, like you're, for example, out in a park and like you're doing something, but then like maybe 50 meters, somebody walks by with a negative thought or, you know, some like a different frequency. Is that something that could impact that? Or if you're in that space, like, you're kind of protected.
I wouldn't mind of that, but I'm also a person, I'm not really afraid of such energies and qualities. I just see them as part of our life, and I just let them move through. I'm also not so much a fan of, you know, protecting shields, and so I'm more a fan of being permeable, and it doesn't stick to me. But that's a bit a personal thing, so I don't want to kind of give that to you, so you need to check what really with what you feel well, but I'm not such a protection fan, so to speak.
Yeah, for me it doesn't come out of like a space of fear, but more like of curiosity, because most traditions I've been studying is like has more like the, you know, the earth things, they put altars, they use like material things, or like even in Africa they just use ash.
Yeah, and it's really in this shamanic tradition, this is one, and this is why it attracted me so much. It's not using all of that. They hold, so there we hold really the intention and the quality just in our field. We don't use smudging or sound or tools. It's really more a reduced, simple way of being with these qualities, which attracted me a lot. And for some, it's, oh, not a lot is happening, and no ceremony, and no, you know. There are just different traditional ways of how you can work with energy. And in, especially in this tradition, it's kind of very, for me, it's pure in a way. In German, not so much schnickschnack. I don't know the English word for that. But we speak all here, at least here in the space, German. Maitri, is there an English word to that?
Not one that comes to mind straight away. There is, I'm sure. I think about it. Let you know next time.
Yes. So, yeah. So I hope that answered your question. So it's really the embodiment of the frequency. That's all. Also in healing sessions, there is not a lot of things happening. And some people this attracts and some they turn away from it because nothing is really happening, you know, not visible.
Yeah, like because I'm used to more the like, I mean, like yeah. Central American.
Yeah. So for some that could be boring and not a lot is happening.
Thing is, all right,
sweethearts, the time is over. I need to go to another Zoom room. So I wish you a good integration and bring all your questions and your sharing to the next week, our last gathering, and have a great week until then. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.